The phrase war on women has been used by groups in Wisconsin to describe recently enacted laws that include additional abortion requirements and changes that make it more difficult to file wage discrimination lawsuits. Secretary Sebelius did not use the phrase while sitting with a group of mothers and daughters in a Madison living room, but she reminded women they pay more for health insurance, something that would change if the Affordable Care Act is upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, I think it's important that women understand what's at stake and that some of the debate is about their health needs and their health care.
The election year debates also focused on jobs and the economy. That's what Republicans are emphasizing to women. Raylan Chernanke is president of the National Federation of Republican Women. She acknowledges polls showing the leading presidential candidate, Mitt Romney, currently lacks strong female support.
If there is a problem with women voters, we think it's because the Democrats have fueled the sideshow or sidetracking of the debate, if you will. It's a false narrative. There is no war on women, war on contraception.
The U.S. Conference of Bishops and the GOP oppose administration rules requiring employers to provide free insurance coverage for contraception as part of health reform. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.